Hey, it's Jennifer Jones. Friends call me JJ. This platform is designed for the new leader who wants to become a great leader in the modern workplace. Over the last 15 years, I have learned valuable lessons that I want to share with you to get you there ASAP. When the leader gets better, we all get better. Happy Monday. You're tuned in to JJ's Virtual Leadership Coffee Chat. If you haven't already, go grab that favorite latte or a spot of tea. A glass of wine is all right with me. Remember, you can always push pause. Let's go. Hey, welcome back. First of all, I know it's been a while. At some point next year, I will share with you all what has kept me away. For the past few months, it has been unbelievably busy, but has been one of the greatest learning experiences in my career. And so I'm looking forward to sharing more information with you all in the next year. That said, I thought it would be a great opportunity for me to come back to you all to help you close out the year strong. I'm going to give you what I believe are the top five things you should begin to focus on to really, quite frankly, finish it strong. So, first and foremost, we're going to kick off with performance reviews. So I believe, as you all remember, we've talked a lot this year about how to effectively manage your team, get to know them, work on their plans, make sure you've got their priorities in order, that you've got a normal cadence with them, that you're reviewing their progress to that work, and also using those routine conversations, small bites, support and accountability meetings, to really begin to give them the feedback along the way. But I do believe in the power of coming up for air and having a more formal, what I call quarterly check-in, or a process to really kind of come up out of the fray of the day-to-day work and really spend more talking about less about the what, but more about the how and how they go about doing their work might be improved and really be a part of their own development plan in the future. So again, I think the first step when you want to kick off your performance review with your direct report is when you want to start back with what were the priorities? What are you all set out for them to accomplish this year to really advance the work forward? And really spend some time talking about not just the what, like did they get it done, but really take the time to really reflect on the how. Really, as we think about developing our people and for them to put their best foot forward and really tap into untapped potential, a lot of that is tied to the how they go about planning, how they go about gaining alignment with peers, how they go about launching new products if it's marketing. And so really taking a step to focus less on the what, but more on the how. I strongly believe that sometimes the crux of really good development is that focus on the how. Sometimes we let bad behavior get away from us or continue because we're so focused on did they get the what done, but not focusing on the how. And you just don't know the collateral damage that's resulting, or quite frankly, are they developing in a manner that's most appropriate? So really focusing on the priorities that you set out. You can check the box that they completed, but really vectoring in and reflecting on how they actually went about the work. I think the second area really is around the plan. So what did they learn? So if they set out to do two or three different key tasks, take the time with them to reflect on what did we learn, what went well and what didn't go well, what might we do differently next time, and what might we want to double down on in the future. I think, again, if you guys remember back in earlier podcasts, you know, we have a habit of planning to do the work and then getting into the doing and never coming back and saying, hey, what I set out to do when I started this work, did I accomplish it? Great. And if I did, what did I learn? Why was it successful? But let's say we weren't successful with that plan. What might we learn? I love the quote that just said there really is success and really learning, right? So there's no such thing as failure. Every time you fail is an opportunity to learn and improve. But if you don't take the time to pause and say, how did we do against the plan that we laid out, and really capture those learnings, you'll definitely miss that. So then the third part about this is really going deeper into what are the development opportunities for that individual. I think that there are three kind of areas from a development standpoint that I try to focus in on with my folks. It ties back to the first two things we talked about, how they did the work, what were the experiences they had, how do they go about doing the work, and also what they learned. Really, if you think about development, it's really about, you know, what's the next step? What's the next opportunity for growth? How do we build on what you learned this year? So if you don't take the time to pause and collect the learnings, you can't really focus in on where you want them to focus on future learnings. So the development needs to start on, hey, listen, what are the experiences or the learning opportunities I want to give you next year based on what you learned this year? Those are all really important as you're focusing on the investment of developing your direct report. The second area that I really like to always pause in this moment is as you're thinking about their experiences or what you want them to learn or what you want them to develop. So maybe it's a matter of, hey, they do a really good job of getting work done, but we need to work on their ability to communicate more effectively. Or perhaps they did a really good job on setting out a plan to launch a product, but I want them to spend a little bit more time on understanding the voice of customer. So if you find these key areas that you want them to develop those soft skills or even functional skills, I think it's important for you to begin to think about what mentorship or assistance might we identify for them so that they can continue to grow and develop. Listen, you can't be their end-all be-all. There is an important aspect of having a diverse pool of resources and support to develop that person. So if your employee does not have, your direct report does not have a mentor, it's up to you to really help them identify that resource and begin to gain the skill of going to someone that is involved in their day-to-day, but also learning from that individual and applying those tools and resources, because it really just helps to advance them quicker. I think the other dynamic, you know, when you think about personality types, we remember we started this whole season this year talking about the emerald and the ruby and the sapphire. Sometimes you might be a ruby, right? And your employee might be an emerald. It's really important for you if you've really done a good understanding of like identifying other folks that might be emeralds in the organization or in your network. Sometimes it's a good opportunity for you to pair them with another emerald that might be where they want to go so they can begin to learn how to maybe overcome some things that might be challenging for them or figure out better ways to communicate with other personality types that perhaps that person has mastered. That's all the power of mentorship. And I think as a leader, it's up to you to help them identify those key roles or those key mentorship opportunities. The last area that you really want to focus on is one, I think you, as a leader, your job is to focus on developing leaders, right? That means leaders in new roles. It could be leaders with different experiences. But I think specifically as you're managing, you know, your directs, there are some folks that literally are satisfied in the role they're in. They desire to maximize their potential in that role. And so your job is going to be to give them different experiences, different opportunities, give them mentoring opportunities to mentor other folks. So that might be how you develop that individual. Some other individuals want to continue to progress in their career. So if they're an entry-level product manager, perhaps they want to know what it's going to take to become a senior product manager. This is an opportunity for you to really take the time to help them understand where they are today in their current role, but really how you see their performance against the next role. And this is where it takes time, energy, effort, and quite frankly, a lot of reflection for you to effectively communicate that. The last thing that you want to do is have your direct employee assuming that they're ready for the next role, and you know that they're not, and one, you haven't communicated the gaps, and two, you're not setting a development plan to help close it. So I think it's very important for you to take the time to really understand where they stand against the next role they're interested in. And then as you're building their development plan for next year, the projects you want them to work on, the experiences you want them to have, you want to make sure that those experiences line up to the work that needs to be done to begin to be prepared for that next role. So this, again, is an important part of the quarterly check-in, especially at the end of the year, as you're closing it out. Don't let this just be a quick, hey, you did a great job, thank you for getting this work done, and like sending them on their way with their merit increase. That is such a misuse of this gift of time. And I believe your leadership is defined somewhat in these moments, because it is what can impact the trajectory of that individual's career. The last thing I want to close out with today is a tip on how you can kind of summarize the feedback that you want to give to the individual and actually give them something that is how effective they are, but how they could also improve. So I try to frame my summary comments in two different veins. First, what I appreciate about you. And this is really about what do you do uniquely that I appreciate about how you contribute to the organization. So some of the things that I think about is like, what I appreciate about Jane is that she is strongly focused on meeting her goals and opportunities and keeping her commitments. And she ensures that that happens with her teammates, right? That really kind of showcases, listen, we appreciate what you do every day, and really honing in on what is unique about that individual. Because that gives them perspective on, hey, let me continue to lean in that behavior because it's driving an impact in the organization. It also forces you to focus less on the what they're doing, but on the how they're navigating their role, and what about that you're so appreciative of. I think the second area is, I'm not a fan of like, you didn't do this well, or you're not good at this. I don't like that. I don't even care that much for like, this is a development area. For me, I really focus on how might you be more effective, right? Because again, everyone shows up. I have to believe that everyone shows up with the best intent. And no one, you know, shows up assuming I'm going to be a poor communicator or I'm not going to focus on alignment. So they're showing up in a manner that they believe is the right way. But this second step of the feedback loop is important when I say, what I believe you'll be more effective if you do this. What adjustment in their behavior might make their outcome more effective? And again, that puts the power in their hand to really adjust what they might be doing, so at the end that they can be a more effective contributor to the organization. So that's it. That's step number one on how to close the year out strong. Take the time to spend with your team members and really give them the feedback to close out the year. Next week, I'll talk about you. How do you improve for you? See you. See the light.